Colours by Maureen Marsh.
I sat in a room the colour of egg yolk for 2 hours while the officer got my story down. The room had a smell, the mixture of urine and coffee. Was it my imagination or did he seem indifferent? I caught sight of his pale blue eyes impassively writing down my words, his greying temples, a small crimson pinprick of blood on his chin where the razor had nicked. He looked up quizzically as he caught sight of my gaze.
"Do you want to take a break?"
he asked kindly, and I felt guilty for my uncharitable thoughts. I nodded and gazed down at my trembling hands.
"Would you like a coffee?"
I nodded again. There was a purple rage trapped somewhere in my esophagus, like a spewing volcanic lava waiting to erupt. I reflected on seeing Martin for the first time, the world brightening in primary colours, a giggle of pink joy at the sight of his unfashionable trainers, kissing under an evening inky blue sky studded in diamonds. He looked clean, like he smelled of yellow lemons and green pine, a clear bright smile of golden luminosity and quiet pale blue demeanour. I did most of the talking that night, and for the next 20 years. He asked questions, he listened. I recall his deep brown eyes, a little sadder, a little thoughtful. The 20 years of the Roisin and Martin show. It was a colourful landscape of events, conversations, meals, tasks, rows, making up, making love. It was blues and pinks and golds. It was purples and reds and oranges. It was laughing together, crying together, grieving together. It was everything and nothing. It was special and mundane. Who was Martin? Who is anyone? He was the colour of mystery, a flavour never fully tasted, a story never finished, a beautiful tangerine dance. 20 years is a long time, they say, but it is so very short, I say. What remains is the pastel blur of images, smells, feelings. The shine on his forehead, the smell of his temples, his hand in mine, fingers coiled around mine in beautiful union, warm turquoise blue of a West Indian ocean. The officer returns with coffee in a stained chipped blue mug.
"Are you okay to continue?"
A jagged, blood-red pulse. I went to meet him. I see him across the road. He smiles at me. The sun is blood-red in the sky. My love is every colour of the rainbow. I see his lovely face. He steps into the crossing. It is so fast I cannot catch my breath as the car crashes into him, his body flying up in slow motion, smashing into the window of the car and rolling off. And the car speeds away without stopping. Reds, yellows, orange, blood, red, pain. I gaze at the room, the colour of egg yolk, but it has changed to grey. The officer has my story now. It is a story that has ended, and I walk out into a busy street and onto a monochrome landscape.